Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up. Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today, we'll discuss the County Manager Selection Committee, talk about some fee adjustments happening in the Sustainability Department and the Recorder's Office. We're going to review new developments in High Valley Transit's facility upgrade plans, and we'll also talk about some very exciting Summit County events coming up later this summer.
Let's kick it off with information about the County Manager Selection Committee. 9 members were appointed to the selection committee who will help the council select the next county manager. A special thank you to Betsy Wallace, Christina Miller, Claudia McMullen, Tony Tyler, Tom Smart, Mark Marsh, Margaret Plain, Jeff Young, and Tal Adair for their willingness to serve on this committee.
From here, the committee will hire and coordinate with a search firm to conduct a nationwide recruitment and evaluation process, after which they will recommend 3 finalist candidates to the county council. The council will interview each of the top 3 candidates to determine the next county manager. The recruiting process is expected to take a minimum of 4 months to complete.
Moving on to electric charger fee structure changes. Emily Quinton, the county's sustainability manager, and Zach Darby, sustainability analyst, went to council this week to discuss implementing a fee for county electric vehicle charging stations.
They proposed that implementing a market rate fee for the 3 county-owned fast chargers. These have been free to use since 2016. All level 2 charging will still remain free for users for now. The council was in favor of this proposal and gave staff direction to move forward.
Speaking of fees, Summit County Recorder Rhonda Francis presented an increase for the filing fee for surveys. The fee will now be $40. The increase not only puts the recorder's office in line with other jurisdictions within Utah and comparable to the recording fee outlined in Utah code, but it also will allow them to accept surveys and corner tie sheets electronically via email now.
And in other recorder's news, FraudGuard is now available through their office. FraudGuard is a simple way to help you prevent being a victim of property fraud. All you have to do is register your name, and when a document is recorded with your name on it, you will be notified via email. This gives you early warning of property fraud being committed in your name. So subscribe to FraudGuard Alerts today by visiting summitcounty.org and navigating to the Government tab. Then click Recorder under the Elected Offices section.
Moving on to some High Valley Transit news. Kim Carson, High Valley Transit Board Chair, and Carolyn Rodriguez, High Valley Transit Executive Director, were in front of the council to execute a $3 million real estate purchase agreement, as well as an infrastructure agreement.
Both agreements will move forward High Valley Transit District's facilities upgrade plans. These plans include a bus storage barn, a maintenance building, and an administrative office. The bus barn will be constructed first and is expected to be at least a year out from completion.
The county obligations for these plans, as outlined in the infrastructure agreement, include an improved roadway system that traverses the subdivision, extending and installing domestic water lines, sanitary sewer lines, and storm drain lines, and the installation of the utility lines, including telecom, gas, and 3-phase power lines.
High Valley Transit has committed to reimbursing the county 8.6% of the cost of these improvements, which equates to approximately $1.7 million.
Moving on to some very exciting news, the Summit County Fair is returning next Saturday, August 6th, and will run through August 13th.
The Signature Demolition Derby event is already sold out, but the 2022 PRCA Rodeo, happening Friday, August 12th and Saturday, August 13th, still has tickets available. Save your spot now at summitcountyfair.org and then go to the Events tab.
And while we patiently wait for Saturday, August 6th to get here, stay in touch about all things Summit County Fair using our Fair text line. Text SUMMIT FAIR to 888-777.
All right, and lastly, Summit County is proud to present country music artist Easton Corbin in concert at the Summit County Fairgrounds on September 3rd at 8:30 p.m.
Opening artists Honky Blue Tonky, Triggers and Slips, and Jaegertown will also join in on the fun. Tickets are on sale for $25 at summitcountyfair.org under the Events tab. We hope to see you there.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.